Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 169 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am so excited to bring you my interview with Jordan Wright from Wright's Barbecue in Johnson, Arkansas. It is just north of Fayetteville, Arkansas. This is just an awesome story. Number one, Jordan is such a cool guy, super funny. There's lots of little tangents within the way, and I would recommend, if you're listening to this just on the podcast, jump to the YouTube at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints and watch the YouTube version as well, or just watch that version, because he's driving in his car, kind of like when I interviewed Pat Martin. He's driving in his car. It starts off with his kid. He's dropping his kid off, and then he gets to the restaurant. He gives us a complete tour of the restaurant, the Moberg's that he has, all this cool stuff. So it's definitely worthwhile. You get to meet the staff. So I would definitely check out the YouTube version. But this is an interesting story because he doesn't come from a barbecue background, but he got the barbecue bug and he realized that this barbecue in Texas did not exist in Arkansas, which a lot of people have realized in their towns across the United States. And then he brought barbecue there. He started doing farmers markets, some catering. It wasn't an easy road, but he pushed and pushed, and he wasn't going to take no for an answer. And so they ended up in this 102-year-old small little house, which in the video you'll see, and he's utilized that in the outdoor space, and it's killer. And now he has 4 1,000-gallon Moberg smokers. He had just picked up a chud pit for whole hog. It's just a great story. It's someone I've heard from so many different people how great the food is and how great Jordan is. He worked with Evan Leroy for 6 hours at Friedman's. Seems like everybody's worked with Evan Leroy. But I know you're going to love this. Thank you, Jordan, for taking the time. I super appreciate it. Can't wait to visit when I get out to Arkansas. And if you're in Arkansas and you want to visit Wright's, they're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And if digging these interviews, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I do 2 of these per week, if not more. I have a YouTube channel, as I mentioned, youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. If you're just listening to the podcast, I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to all the podcasts, all the YouTube stuff, additional content, barbecue pop-ups in Los Angeles, barbecue pop-ups in Texas. I have a weekly list for each of those available on all social media at Kevin's BBQ Joints. But the end, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great week.
Yeah, no, we just got done with flag football practice. So
how did that go?
Hopefully, I think it went good. Did you think it went good? Yeah. Yeah. Everyone wants to play running back. Yeah, halfback. Everyone just wants to have the ball.
True.
Go to the front door. All right. Mom said go to the front door. Don't wake up, sister.
Hello.
Hey, stop that. Don't kick that out.
It's too messy. The car is too messy.
Do you want me to keep all this in? Is this?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's fantastic stuff.
It's real life.
There you go. Yeah, my car is too messy. All right, see you, buddy.
So it's clear that everybody wants the ball and your car is messy. Those are the two things.
Yep, it's clear. You can probably see it. There's some Chick-fil-A. God's chicken.
This episode is sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
Yep, no doubt.
Things would be a lot different if my episodes were sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
I'm now interviewing for you from a spaceship.
Exactly. We will lose range in 2 hours, so we got to do this quick.
No, for sure.
Are you headed back to the restaurant?
I'm going back to the store. Yeah, I'm going back to the restaurant.
Well, let's jump in. Like, we kind of all use a little bit of that, but so your background, yeah, did you grow up in Arkansas?
Yeah, I grew up in Little Rock and lived in Little Rock till I was out of high school, and took a year off in college, went to India, lived there for a year.
How was that?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, we did accent training over there for call centers.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, we tried to teach them how to speak English with an American accent. So there's just different words. India people, like, because of the way Hindi works with English, okay, it's tough the way they pronounce water. All their W's are pronounced with B. So they say water, and their T's are all soft D's. So they say water instead of water.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, water. And they're like, no, it's water. Like, it's just how the American English is. Because British English mixed with...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's British. And, yeah. Like,
it's British English. So it's kind of, yeah. It's
interesting.
It's an interesting little deal. But yeah, and I lived there for a little bit and came back, finished school, and got married, worked various sales jobs, and then settled in at Tyson. Was at Tyson for a bit until 2000, I left Tyson. I started Tyson in 2012, went down and had Salt Lick in 2013.
Like for business? Did you go out there or something?
Yeah, I went down for a business trip to a Texas Dairy Queen conference.
Okay.
And so, so I was the sales guy that was managing Texas Dairy Queen. And so went down to Austin, tried to get to Franklin, didn't really know anything about the line or the fact that they'd be out of food at like 12:30 that day. I had no idea. I'm trying to get the sun out. I had no idea that would happen. And so I showed up, was like, oh, I've heard about Franklin. You know, this is like six years ago, which is kind of funny now, just considering everything that's happened. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, couldn't get food. I called my boss. I'm like, hey, I also have heard about this Salt Lick place. Yeah. You know, it was on TV. And so I'd never really even experienced Texas barbecue at this point. So I'm like, I got to go to Salt Lick. And so we get to Salt Lick. And honestly, I mean, we had a great meal there. I had it was a life-changing meal. I had moist brisket for the first time and was like, man, this is
something different.
Why can I not get this? Like, why does no place in Arkansas serve brisket like this? And then the ribs were good. I mean, everything was okay. It was all you can eat, $18.99. It's a fantastic deal.
It is a great deal. I don't think many people know that. They kind of get a weird rap, but
they get a weird rap because the airports. Yeah. I mean, if they didn't do the airports, but hey, all's fair in capitalism, I guess. But
the location is awesome. The location is so great.
It's so cool. Yeah, it's just a cool little gem spot out there in the middle of nowhere. It smells like post oak as soon as you pull like a mile away. It's a fantastic deal. And
the pit probably blew you away. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it blew me away back then, and it was awesome. And so came back, started cooking brisket on my egg. I'd always done butts and ribs and chicken. I mean, that's just what we most people are used to eating around here. And had brisket from one friend, and it was like, it was okay. But it's like never anything you want to like do up here. And so went back the next year, went to Heim Barbecue. And I believe that was in 2016. So it's 2 years away. So 16, I went to Heim. 2015, went to Killens, had a beef rib for the first time. And it was awesome. Another amazing experience. Another experience where I was like, man, this is a concept that is so repeatable.
And the crowds too. You probably saw that there are a lot of people. Yeah.
Oh, tons of people. And I was like, you know what? I mean, even, you know, because I kind of started like doing kind of just some thinking and was like, man, we really need it. We really need something like this. And so I was like, you know, I just kept thinking about it. Went to Heim, got some bacon burn-ins from there. Again, another great experience. We used them for catering and then we ate there for a little bit. So it was another cool trip. Yeah. A lot of barbecue around there. And then that fall of 2016, I decided to buy a truck from the East Texas Smoker Company.
Okay.
And down in Tyler, Texas. So I bought a 250-gallon reverse flow with like a vertical chamber.
Oh, cool.
For ribs and butts, whatever. And basically it turned into, once I started the farmer's market, I applied to get a food truck into the farmer's market. They accepted us. And in 2016, in the spring, I had the food truck. We started going to farmer's markets and cooking Texas brisket. And right when I picked up the trailer and Daniel Vaughn had set me up with Evan Leroy at Friedman's. Oh. Evan Leroy is now at Leroy & Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Evan, Daniel connected us and said, hey, Evan's a great guy to get to know. Super awesome. We'll teach you whatever you want to know. And so I had pretty good success with brisket, but it was really good for like cooking on a green egg. But now, like, I got a bigger cooking apparatus. I got to start learning how to do things, like, differently and just try to figure it out. So I went and worked for Evan at, like, 5 a.m. this random Thursday morning and got there with my pit. I'm like, I walk in, show up. He's like, hey, good morning. You know, he's super nice.
Yeah, he's
like,
he's the nicest guy,
Yeah, he's like, we're just going to check some briskets. And, yeah, so let's go do that. And so, like, we get in, start checking the 500 gallons they had there, start feeling brisket, feel when it's done. And, you know, just he's like, oh, yeah, we leave. You know, he's telling me their cook schedule, how long the briskets have been on. You know, then we fired up, added logs. I think I still have a scar from when I burned the heck out of my arm.
Nice.
On his firebox door. He's like, oh, yeah, it's really hot. I forgot to tell you that.
But this is at Freeman's, right? He was at Freeman's.
This is at Freeman's. Okay, yeah, okay. This is at Freeman's.
Yeah.
So we're at Freeman's, and I worked on just where him and Chris McGee, who's now at the Switch.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
And so him and Chris were there cooking up at Friedman's, and teaching me how to trim briskets, and I knew pretty well what to do. Like, I obviously practiced a lot and cooked probably maybe 15 briskets at that time. So here's the spot. There's Wright's Barbecue.
Oh, this is cool. Thank you. This is great. I love this.
The spot. There you go. Yeah. There's the beer garden. We got live music going.
Gosh, what a good size location. Is it? It was like an old house or something from what I remember.
Yeah, it's a 102-year-old house.
Okay.
So I'll pull you up here. A little pit mess. We got the wood pile over there.
I love this. This is.
We got the pits going. Got 3,000 gallon Mobergs. So we got good smoke going up there.
Moberg, huh? Yeah. I've heard of Moberg. I guess he makes some pretty good pits.
Yeah, don't talk about him. Yeah, cut this out.
I don't want to make him 35 months out.
I'm still waiting on another one, and I've got four more orders.
Wow. I didn't know
So we're just kind of growing. So it's just crazy.
So you have three. Yeah. You have three right now, or two?
I have three. I have one on a trailer and two that are. Okay. Let's see, you can do this. I think I know what to do. Yeah, there we go. Oh no, there we go. So I've got that's a trailer one. That's Lightning McQueen. That's Hakuna Matata, and then Infinity Beyond's the green one over there.
Nice.
So did your
kids name these?
No, I did.
I love that. So you're a kid at heart, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. So yeah, so it's funny because like one of our first sandwiches is the Pumbaa.
I saw that.
It's our it's our three meat. It's like pulled pork, brisket, and jalapeno cheddar sausage. It's your generally awesome sandwich, right? Yeah. And then, so we went with Hakuna Matata when it came in. And obviously, that's how we kind of live our life. It means no worries. You know, that's a good phrase. So we're always like, keep us light. And then when we ordered the other one, it was like, okay, Infinity Beyond, it's going to take us to Infinity and Beyond. Perfect. Like, we're growing. Like, we need another smoker. And then we got one on the trailer, and so it had wheels, and so we named it Lightning McQueen.
Wow, that's cool. So it's actually this is sponsored by Disney Plus coming this November.
Disney and Chick-fil-A, the two presenting sponsors.
Yeah, and Meat Church.
And Meat Church and Evan Leroy, Leroy and Lewis also. Exactly.
And Friedman's.
And Friedman's, I think they closed.
They closed, but it's like
they closed, but R.I.P. still.
Yeah, yeah.
R.I.P. and peace.
And Wright's.
And Wright's and the Switch and Salt Lick and Franklin and Heim and Killen
and Texas Monthly
and Daniel Vaughn. Yeah. So we've got a lot of sponsors today.
Wow, that's hilarious. Maybe one of those Sunday. But regardless, I'm doing this obviously for the love of it, just like you.
So, absolutely.
So wait, so then from being so how long?
So
did
I
you
was
stay,
at Friedman's.
How long did you stay there? Yeah.
Well, so I worked there for a half day. Okay. Like I worked there for 6 hours and just chopped up cabbage and. Watch some curmudgeon do some beet stuff. Evan was smoking beets for his beet barbecue sauce. Okay. And then we were, but they were just, the ribs were awesome. I met trimmed ribs. I cut briskets. I spatchcocked chickens. We were just doing the whole shebang and, it was a tiny little kitchen. So it was kind of interesting cause I've got a really small house and a small kitchen. So I've got a really small little footprint with which we have to work with. But I left Freeman's that day. And after about 12:30, 1 o'clock, I said, all right. It's like, I got to get to Houston because I drove by, then picked up my pit and drove it to a barbecue competition. There was a bunch of like general contractors doing a barbecue competition.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was great. There was like 40 teams and they had real competition cooks. Like they all came in. They had some awesome smokers. But all like the general contractors around Houston area, like do this competition team. And it was like a Texas Gulf Coast competition deal.
So Texas.
And I've got these pits.
Texas.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And so it was half chickens, ribs, and brisket. Those are the three categories that you presented. We get these like air chilled, all like natural, free range birds from this meat company I found. And they were like the most beautiful little succulent chickens ever. They were just really small. And then we got these Kuroboda pork ribs that were awesome. And then we got Kobe, we got Wagyu brisket to like present. And because I wouldn't pay for it. My buddy's company was paying for it.
Oh, so funny.
And so we go after it. And all the guys that were next to us, all the pit masters walking over like, oh, got a brand new pit. Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I was like, you know what? I was like, well, screw you guys. So I was like, okay, well, I see you. And so we kept cooking. I felt pretty good about my skills. But we ended up turning in chicken, turning in ribs, turning brisket. Everything looked great. And then when we're doing the awards, I get no call for ribs, no call for chicken.
Oh.
Sitting there with brisket, and they're like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, and we're just like, God dang it, this sucks. What a waste of freaking time. Like, I hate this. Like, we were so mad. I'd been up for like two and a half straight days. Like, I literally left Thursday afternoon, worked all night to cook for their company party Friday night, and then worked all night Friday night cooking for Saturday for the competition. And so I literally been up for forever. And so I was just sitting there like I looked like a zombie in that award ceremony after they got to like number three. I was just like, this is going to be the worst day ever. I spent all of this energy.
Feels like a weird nightmare thing.
It was terrible. It was just like, yep, another thing in life that just not going to work out. And finally it's like number two, didn't get called. And then they called us for number one. We got the number one call and we were just like, we just went nuts. I wish there may be someone may have videoed it, but we got tons of pictures. I was like kissing the trophy and we were going nuts.
That's so cool.
It fueled the adrenaline rush drive home for, 12 hours with a pit getting like 5 miles a gallon in my little truck. It was awesome. Yeah.
No, that's killer.
So then from there
you were doing the farmers markets for a while?
Yeah. So from there we started doing farmers markets and community events. Farmers markets were every Saturday. We'd get there at 5 a.m. So I'd come home from work, at 5 o'clock, sometimes earlier. And then I'd get the smoker rolling. Sometimes earlier. I mean, summer hours. Which when they announced that, we were doing summer hours, I was like, yes, I can get home at 3 and start the smoker. I'd get home about 5 or whatever and start trimming briskets just in the front yard, smoking meats. And then, I'd just get them going, get everything on, get all the briskets, get the butts on, go to sleep for an hour, wake up, come stoke the fire, go back to sleep, come back, stoke the fire, come back to sleep. 'Cause I'd already worked, a full week.
Yeah.
And then I'd wake up at about 4 and start making barbecue sauce, or sometimes I'd forget all my ingredients and make it at Walmart when I dropped the trailer off at the farmer's market. But there's a Walmart right down the street, and it was just too big of a crutch. I don't want to make barbecue sauce. And I'd be like, I'm just going to go to Walmart tomorrow and go back to sleep. And I'd go get some eggs so we could cook eggs, because we had our trailer had a couple propane burners, so we just fire up the skillet and just cook eggs and make breakfast burritos and tacos and did that.
For yourself or for the public?
No, for the public. Selling them. Okay. Yeah. So we're selling breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos.
Again, that's something that's not familiar to Arkansas.
No. And there's not many places that had good breakfast tacos at all. And so, we started making these awesome breakfast items, and then people started buying lunch from us because we'd stay there till 1. And we kind of grew that business. We were doing pretty good. We were doing, $1,500, $1,900 a Saturday.
Yeah.
So it was a good little side hustle, year. And then we're doing different community events as they came up, different food truck stuff I was just trying to get involved in. And then come the spring, then I had about no money in the barbecue account, 2017 or 2016 December. We'd done all, spring and summer cooking farmers markets. And we did one wedding that year. I think we'll do probably 50 weddings this year, maybe more.
This is great for people too, because I think there's a lot of people who are at the stage when you were doing the farmers markets or just before this, and so they can look and see this is doable. It's not easy, but it's doable. Yeah,
it's definitely. And so we were down on we're doing the side job, no money in the account. I was just funding it with my Tyson job, and it was just more of a hobby. It was a business. I knew it was getting legs. It's fall 16. We were getting Instagram was growing. I'd gotten about 2,000 followers in the first 6 months, and so it just kept growing.
Yeah.
And then starting the spring of 17, we got nice weather. We got a run of nice weather in February, and I found this little white house near Tyson. We're about a mile and a half from Tyson, probably 2 miles from Tyson. And I found this little white house, and I'd seen it before. It used to be a kolache business. And so I'd seen this house, and it was an antique store. And so I go talk to those ladies. And I was like, it's kind of strange ladies that ran this antique store. I mean, it was $900 a month for the lease. It was so cheap.
As there are sometimes.
Yeah. They were there. And so they couldn't sell $10 of antiques, let alone $900 a month worth of antique. And so I asked them, I was like, hey, I'll give you a little extra money. So they charged me $25 a week to set up in their yard. They had a big yard over there and had a bunch of grass, and there was gravel parking lot. So I set up one Friday. We had I may have, I would love, I should have wrote down exactly what number of briskets, but I probably maybe had 6 briskets and 4 pork butts mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe 6 racks of ribs. Yeah. And we were sold out by 12:15 and we had, I think we did like $1,600 and we're just like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. We were like, we were so pumped. We were so pumped. We sold out of everything we cooked. The line was huge. I mean, we had a 30-40 person line the first day we put up in there.
Wow.
Because people had been following us on Instagram. Oh, it was great. They've been following us on Instagram. And so they knew once we like set it out, like we sent it on Instagram, like we're going to be here, come. And like all the people from Tyson Gang, all the people, they all just came and supported us. Yeah. It was awesome. And kept doing that for a while. And then eventually did a few other things, kept doing farmers markets that year, kept doing another little food truck location, got another trailer, borrowed some money from myself to get a trailer, and then had that other trailer going. We were running 2 food trucks in 2 spots most days. We were just dropping off one and then taking another. And we were just hustling. And then I decided to quit Tyson. We had about $30,000 of catering, because catering that year started just growing. Like people were starting to like, give us, we got like a $7,000 job for like this 2-day cater. I was like, man, that's a huge job. That is like, I gotta take vacation from Tyson to do that job. And so since I did that, I was like, man, I got all this catering. Surely
it can be so lucrative. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, surely I can do this. And so, so I was like, man, I got this. And so I left. So I sent him a message, or I talked to my boss. I was like, hey, I'm gonna give my 2 weeks notice. And, that like 2 days later, I'm sitting there and we're going to this community event, and I'd made all my plans, my spreadsheets and all this stuff. And I am driving down to the first Thursday, which is a community event down there. And there's music and all these vendors and stuff. And we had slayed it at all these first Thursdays. I'm talking like we were doing 2,100 on Thursday nights. Like we were just pumped. And I sat there, and on my way, I'm about to pull up. I'd already pulled up the trailer into the farmer's market. Or into the, it's the same farmer's market area we were at doing first Thursday. I pull up to first Thursday. I'm like 5 minutes out. They call me and there's a storm came through and they canceled the event.
Oh,
so I'd already smoked all this of meat all night. We smoked ribs. I had a buddy come in and smoke ribs during the day, 'cause I was at work. I met him at lunch and trimmed all the ribs and told him what to do. And he kept the fires going. And, then show up there and it's canceled out. And we're like, oh damn. I have a total meltdown. Like, because like, this is one of my events that I had booked. Like, this is revenue I need to survive. So I had a total panic attack. I just didn't know what to do. I was going to quit. I was going to call my dad. I called my dad, like, that day, and I was like, I can't do it. Like, it's too much. It's too much stress. How can I feed my family if, like, I have an event and it gets rained out? Yeah. And then I don't have an event anymore. And so it's like, man, I literally just, like, had, like, a meltdown. And, called my boss the next day and was like, all right, I think I'm going to be back. But even during that event, what was cool, I showed up to that event, 'cause I was like, man, I've already cooked all this food. I'm staying here. Screw the fact that you closed it. And so I stayed there and I ended up, a friend, I texted out, put it on Instagram. I was like, hey, I'm here. The event got rained out, but I'm right here. I had probably about 15 friends show up and, all these, and then a bunch of random people. It's like, hey, we saw your post. Can I get a couple pounds? Cool. I'm gonna take that's a meal cool. to a friend. Yeah, I mean, they just showed up, and I cried that night. Like, I was just like wept. I was like so like overwhelmed. Like, it was just overwhelming. I was leaving, like it all came up. Man, God's just really good. And so I was it's really overwhelming. Yeah. And so I was just overwhelmed, and I just couldn't believe it, because the people that came out, like, I hadn't seen in a while, some of them, and they were like, yeah, we're here. And I was like, oh, man. And they're like, yeah, we're following you.
That's so supportive.
Good luck. And so it was just like, yeah, we got it. Still, like, the next day, I was like, all right, I'm going to keep my job. And so I called my boss. He was like, well, okay, well, let me, I'll get back to you. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm, because he had told me, like, hey, just stay with me. I want to try to keep you. Let me see if I can get you more money, blah, blah, blah. Well, and then finally I was like, dude, I don't want more money. I just want to go. And so he's like, okay, well, then I called him and was like, hey man, you know, I think I'm going to stay. And he's like, we've already eliminated your position. We've used it as one of our cutbacks since you're definitely leaving. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Synergies. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm out. I guess. Cool. Great.
That's how it is.
Okay. There it is. I went, and from then on, like, that was June of 2017. And, then about 3 weeks later, we signed the lease to the take over this place. The ladies had run out of business, and they called me and said, hey, can you take us over this lease so we don't have to pay it out? I said, yeah, absolutely. So I came in, took over the lease, and we've been here. We started the remodel. It's a 102-year-old house. It's awesome.
So cool. From what I've seen.
It's really, really cool. Yeah. I'll take you around. There's a guy playing music over there, a little old man. I don't know if you can see him, but he's there. But so we started the remodel, getting floors fixed and getting plumbing stuff, all a bunch of stuff that had been undone. Started painting, and we opened the doors in October of 17. So it's been 2 years running.
And, yeah, it's coming up on 2 years. Yeah,
coming up in 2 years here in a month and a half. And
what was the response? And were you working off your 250 at the time?
Yeah, we just had the 250. Wow. And then I borrowed a smoker. I borrowed a 500-gallon smoker from a friend, but it burnt everything to smithereens that was in the first like half of it. So I literally had a half of a 500 gallon to use. I can't tell you how many bacon burn-ins got lost by that thing, just eaten up by the burn monster. And he had actually run a food truck for a few years and then quit. Just got too busy. So he had run the deal, and so he let me borrow the smoker and kept smoking. Here it is. And so yeah, there's one of the smokers. So we were doing it, and then we started opening. Opened the doors, and then, it was crazy. I mean, we opened the doors, and we had a huge line. I mean, we're selling out every day. Podcast. That's my general manager. Say hi.
Hey, what's up?
You good?
Yeah.
You need me?
No, you're good.
Okay, good. I'm good.
I'm like, you need me? He's like, no, you're good.
And so, we got a little old man, little slam-a-jig guy over there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I can see him.
The response was unbelievable.
What days were you open then?
We started, we were only open Wednesday to Saturday. Let me walk over where it's more quiet, get more light. Here's our house. So.
Is it haunted?
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, I'll send you a picture of Flora.
Cool. Oh, cool. Yeah, so. Please do.
Dude, it's creepy, man. There's the barbecue house in its entirety.
That's
and then we got
rad.
There's the second trailer we got. And that was just to serve out of. And then there's our first one. So we got the health department. I don't know if you can see it. Maybe you can see it from this direction.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, there we go. So that's it. But we convinced the health department this little 5x5, box right there.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a box before the trailer. And it's got a triple basin sink in it and got all the health department stuff.
That's
hilarious. We never even used it. I mean, like, we had a guy standing in there taking cash, but like, I don't think we one time, like, we filled up the water to make sure we had clean water and stuff to wash our hands, but like, we didn't, they told us we had to serve everything out of it. I'm like, well, no, we served off the back. Like,
of course.
Like, yeah, we're not doing that. So they never got us in trouble. We had to have nets around it. So we did everything they told us to do, but it was still like, it was a stretch. Yeah.
Is this in a neighborhood kind of, or is it a,
pretty much. Yeah. So this is like a neighborhood over here. So there's a Dollar General right there.
Okay.
If you know anything about Dollar Generals are like everywhere, like that people kind of aren't, but they're close to.
Yeah.
like, for instance, I mean, there's a couple neighborhoods, but there's a lot of neighborhoods near here.
Okay.
And then we're maybe a half mile from the mall.
Okay.
But like, we're in this town called Johnson, which is north of Fayetteville.
Okay.
And since we don't have the big city, we're not in Fayetteville or Springdale or Bentonville or Rogers. We're in Johnson. It's a one street town. And we got this 102-year-old house. We have huge 100-year-old oak trees.
So gorgeous. That's cool.
I mean, we have this awesome property. And so we're under contract right now. We're going to own it in a month.
Nice. Oh, congratulations.
So we'll be able to fix this. So this parking lot gets pretty crazy. When we first opened in here, like, all this was grass. This is all grass. And now it's all dirt and rock. Yeah, when we first opened, we had a huge line out the door from day one, and it just kept growing. Now it's growing out to the tent.
When did you order your first Moberg?
So I ordered the first Moberg before. So I ordered it. It came, let's see. I had the Moberg. The Moberg, I ordered it in the spring or mid-spring 2017. And it came, leave November of that year. It's pretty early on once we opened here. It's not too long. I mean, we had a couple of months. I know we had Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue without it, and so it was like late September, early, it was October, November that first year. I'd have to look through my Instagram. And then we ordered, as soon as we got it, we ordered another one. So as soon as we got that in the fall of 17, we ordered another one. We got it in the spring of 18. And then we ordered the trailer. As soon as we got that one in June of 18, we ordered the other one on the trailer, and we got it this past June. And then we had another one on order. So we'll have four here, and we'll be cooking with 4,000 gallons. And right now, I mean, we're full on three on Friday and Saturday. So.
Wow. That's crazy. So how many covers are you doing on Fridays and Saturdays?
Like on a Saturday, we're doing like 450 checks. So wow. I don't know how total people come through the door, but to give you an idea, last Saturday we just game day, so it was really busy. We did 82 briskets, 35 pork butts,
wow,
82 racks of ribs, and probably 100 pounds of sausage.
That's a fair amount. Are you making your own sausage too?
Yeah, make all our own homemade sausage.
Did you learn how to do that from anybody, or just learn it on your own?
Yeah, so we learned how to do it. There's our team in there. They're working. So they're talking. Hold on, I'm gonna go walk around to the walk-in cooler.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so we got all this area back here. We got an old well. You can't see it because it's dark, but it's there.
There's snakes. And
then, you gotta see our kitchen.
This is really cool. Thank you, Jordan.
See that kitchen?
Yeah.
So that's our tiny kitchen.
That is small. That's cozy.
Yeah, it's going good. But yeah, we got a couple walk-ins, which is nice. And I'll show you this.
And I noticed too on your website, it says locations with an S.
Oh, it does?
Is that going to be, is that because you're opening other ones eventually?
No. Probably because we were at one point, we had a couple food trucks.
Okay. I thought maybe I'm like, oh, that's like a dream to open more.
Got a bunch of sausage going.
Nice.
We got some chicken bacon sausage there.
Rad. That's cool. Oh, chicken bacon. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
how many sausages do you generally have?
How many sausages?
Two at a time usually, or two different ones?
Usually two.
Yeah.
We're doing jalapeno cheddar and just regular beef. And then we actually just went through the gamut today, me and my main pitmaster guy helps me out. We did the deal. I think we've got 10 total sausages that we like have in the pot, in the hopper, as far as what we want to make.
Yeah.
But we made a sweet Indian sausage last week that was really, really good.
Oh, because you got that. Okay, that's cool because you have that background, yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. We did that at an event a few weeks ago, and we made a sweet Indian sausage, and we cooked three whole hogs, and we cooked three other hogs. Actually, cooked six other hogs that were broken down into parts, and just smoked them all up for this event. And did this three-day event called Roots Festival, which is pretty cool. All it's right. Like a folk festival type deal.
Just so people know what days of the week you're open.
Yeah, we're Tuesday to Saturday now.
Okay.
So we started Wednesday to Saturday because there's not that many of us. Yeah. And there's only, you know, a few of us running the pits. And so, but here we are. Welcome to Wrights.
Nice.
So, this is it. So, we got my mom made me do that. That's me, the first day of the farmer's market. My mom made me, she did. I did not, I was so mad. And I actually left it not put up for a long time.
And that's hilarious.
So many people think they're either Hunter or Grayson is you.
Yeah, we got lookalikes that work for us. And then we got the butcher paper up on the wall.
Nice. Classic.
Up there. Yeah.
You guys make your own bread too? Hey, what's up?
We do not make our own bread. We got Martin's.
Okay.
We got Martin's potato rolls, Martin's buns. And then we got some beer on tap. Got pies. Got a small, tiny kitchen. And we got this room. And then we got a little place. And somehow people still come up to us and ask us where the forks and the knives are.
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't tell.
Unbelievable. And then we got a little back room back there. It's pretty cool.
What a change from two and a half, 3 years ago. Amazing.
It's unreal.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. Man, good. I'm feeling awesome.
It's exciting,
I
mean,
it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. So, we're loving it. Hold on. Let's see. We'll get this light turned on. It'll be a lot easier to see. There we go. Sweet. We're just hanging and working. More HR issues and employee issues than it is like smoker issues.
How many employees do you have now?
32.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that's full time
and part time.
So. I gotcha. So say you fly into the main airport in Arkansas?
The one XNA.
How far away are you guys from that?
We're about 22 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. We're just down the road, like there's a
there's a highway that runs 112 that runs from the right near the airport all the way down to Johnson. You can cut over, but yeah, it's real not bad from the airport. But we get a lot of cool travelers. We had Adam Wainwright in a few last year.
That's
he came
cool.
in from the Cardinals and
left
us a review with the news, which was awesome.
That is amazing.
So he said he had a news article. And they like interviewed him, and he said, "I'll tell you one thing. I had the best barbecue plate I've ever had in my life at Wright's Barbecue in Johnson." I was like, "Heck yeah,
that's killer!"
Yeah,
that's
you
killer.
Did, Adam. And so that was killer. That kind of blew up on Twitter. He tweeted that out too. So he has like 280,000 Twitter followers. And
wow.
So he tweeted that out, and then yeah, man, it's just been nuts. I'm doing okay. I'm you know, holding it together. It's a lot of
online. It looks like you're having fun. It does.
Oh,
it
really we're having
does.
A blast.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, that's the main thing. Is like, I tell our team all the time, like, it's hard to be positive, especially when you're dealing with the public sometimes.
For sure.
You're dealing with people that aren't happy, even though you've done an unbelievable job, and you know you've worked your hardest, and you know you've put the best food out we can possibly put. And then someone says, you know what, they're out of ribs at 3 o'clock, I'm never going back.
Yeah.
$1.
Always,
you're
yeah.
like, screw that, man, you know? Like, dude, we work too hard for, like, the internet trolls to, like, win. And so, you know, it's a point. Like I told him today, like positivity is hard work,
mm-hmm.
but we are as good. Like if you watch that team, like if you watch our team, man, they're smiling, they're talking with the customer, and they're loving on people, and so that's what we're about. And so yeah, like you know, most everyone we hire, I mean, almost everyone. I mean, that's kind of almost a requirement. You have to love to serve people. We do. Me and my wife do. Like that's why we started is like I love
for sure.
cooking food for people. And so since I love cooking food for people and people liked it, it's like, man, this may work. And then now we created a little, you know, outdoor little yard where
That's
friends
so
can
cool.
come.
I want to visit so
care.
Badly. I want to live around the corner from that.
I know. It's really cool. I mean, this year we've been a little more busy with kids sports, but like last year, the first year the yard was open. We were there every weekend and all our friends would show up on Friday, Saturday nights and, you know, and so now that it's fall and the weather's nice again, hey Blake,
it's gonna be so great. And then you have beer and
we got beer and yeah, hang out and we got live music. I mean, that guy's shutting down now. I guess it's almost. What time is it?
It is 8 o'clock your time. 8:07.
You guys are bum.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be closing down.
Yeah, what's happening?
Maybe like six people. In
Maybe
the
he's tired.
Yeah, it is hot. I will say that. We got like in Arkansas, we have. They've sent out this graphic, I feel like, every year. It's like you have summer, like the seasons of Arkansas is like summer, second summer. And then it's like false fall, second summer, fall, Hell's Kitchen. And then it's like actual fall. Like, so like, it like comes back. It's like
what are you
cold.
Guys in right
like
now?
95. It's like 94, 95.
Okay.
But like last week at the game, it was high of 79 and low of 62.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like
false.
Right now it's kind of ebbing and flowing. So it's giving you a false hope. It's like, we're like, oh, we're through the hot front. We saw like 10 straight days of like highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid 60s. And we're like, this we can work with. Like our pit team was like, finally. And then now we're like, it's back hot again. This sucks. And we're still all sweating again.
You're roughly my age. When you were a kid, wasn't it colder in September? It's. I thought it was. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't
know. No, I think
October
it was always
for sure.
hot here.
October for sure. I don't know. Maybe.
I think in Arkansas it's been hot. So we've got Instagram that's going on.
That's cool. And so you guys are open until what time tonight? 9?
We're open till 9. Right. Yeah. So I don't know what we still have. Hold on. Let's see.
That'd be curious. Yeah, people can find out.
Hey, what do we still have? I gotta make my sausage. All right, cut me a slice of brisket.
Okay.
Let's do a test.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah, we'll end this with a taste test.
Yeah. Right, Abs, go ahead. He's got some chicken. So, yeah. We just do chicken breasts. The heat is on, Andrew. Look at that. He did well.
Good job. Nice.
You're not going to make me nervous.
This is going to 400 million people.
100 million. Sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
And Nike.
And Disney. And Nike.
Because you're wearing a Nike shirt, right?
I am. Nike's gotten some love here. And the Razorback, so there's a helmet back there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, one slice of brisket. I'm starving.
Nice. And you are, it is like, it's starting to show. You're getting a little, I could see a little sweat. So, oh, no, nice. That looks nice.
Yeah, you know, it's good brisket. We use prawn. I mean, it's good. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's really good.
Perfect. Has Evan Leroy been by to visit?
Is it good? Man, that's unbelievable.
Oh, you suck. This isn't
it's
fair.
So good.
This isn't fair.
I mean, look, there's so much grease.
So has Daniel been by?
No, he came by on a Sunday.
Oh, he did?
And we're closed. So someone was chirping. So where was he at? He was in Kansas. He had gone and picked up his daughter from camp. And was coming back down. He stopped in Springfield in Kansas City, and everyone was like, "You need to go to Rides." And his response was, "Have them open on Sundays, and I'd be able to go."
Wow.
And I was like, "Well, that's not gonna happen."
Sorry.
If I open on Sundays, it's like a Pandora's box. You cannot close it.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's over.
It's over. And then yeah. Sundays would be nuts, and then our team would have to work 6 days a week. And yeah. We really like working five.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plenty. It's good. I mean, our team's good and tips are good and life's good. And so if we were running 6 days, we'd have to have an extra, you know, whole little shift.
It changes everything, yeah.
Yeah, changes everything.
Yeah. Well, look at Snow. Snow's is only open on Saturdays.
Exactly. They do awesome.
And you're 5 days.
That's five times Snow's. Good ratio. You know, Evan came, he brought Patrick Feges and.
Oh, cool.
And Jim Buchanan from Bucks Barbecue, and now the Galveston place, the girls, whatever it's called. Oh, forgot it. But yeah. Go to Galveston, go find Bucks Barbecue, something Girls Cafe. It's really awesome. The food looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
He brought them because they were going up to Chicago for the smokeout.
Ah.
And then this past year, he brought Sheldon Mason from Mason's Barbecue.
Yeah, Sheldon's cool guy. Yeah.
Oh. Man, the best.
Yeah, I text him almost every other day. Like, he's just a witty, crazy dude.
I send him a lot of videos of bad barbecue Instagram accounts, and we send each other back and forth of, like, really crappy-looking barbecue cuts. Like, somebody's slicing brisket totally wrong, and it's just, like, trying to make it look good, and that's, like, their ad. Chain barbecue restaurants being like, "Here is this brisket," and it's, "Is that yellow brisket? Like, what do you serve?"
Yeah. Like, I know. We don't want to name names, but yeah.
No, yeah. It's there. We'll just call them chain restaurants. Yeah. So chain restaurants, like, just terrible pictures of meat or, like, how to do something. It's like, here's how to do beef rib. And it's like throwing a bunch of crap on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Traeger, which is fine. You know, Traeger's great. Shout out to Traeger. I'd love to sponsor. Send me a smoker if you're watching.
They will. As soon as they see this, they instantly send stuff to people.
Hey, Meat Church, what is it? Matt Pittman? Yeah. Matt, if you're watching, hey, send me a Traeger. You're a Traeger sponsor. I'll do the crap out of some Traeger.
Exactly. Well, this is cool. Well, thank you so much for the tour. Thank you for sharing everything. Like, you're honest about how you felt at the beginning. This is great. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Yeah. You're welcome, Kevin. Yeah. Any other questions? Any thoughts?
That is it.
Still no good lighting. You can order our hats on ridesbarbecue.com/shop.
Okay.
Sponsored by Rides Barbecue Shop and our sauces.
Here's the button here. That's right.
Here's the button. Right here. Nope.
It's right there. It's
right there.
All right.
No,
cool.
Man. Awesome. Well, hey, next time I'm in LA, I'll.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Be calling. If you're ever in the Arkansas area, shoot us a note.
I am so glad I always tell people, I'm like, it's Arkansas and it's Kansas. Those two, they're mispronounced completely.
It's Arkansas. So yeah, we're going to hope, shout out to the Arkansas Razorbacks. Hopefully they'll win this weekend against Ole Miss. And
excellent.
They will, our football.
They will for sure because of this.
Yeah, cool seeing, Moose, seeing Bert do his stuff. And man, it's really cool seeing I think that's part of what's cool about our place is it's cool to see really, really excellent barbecue get made. Doesn't matter who's making it or where it's made, but that those guys from Central Texas that love the craft and that teach the craft are so awesome and open. You know, Wayne Mueller, this is one little aside before I run.
Yeah.
But when I first, right before, I actually met Daniel in Houston at this, like, charity event with all the barbecue guys, and Justin Gatlin was there.
Oh, wow.
And Wayne Mueller and Russell Rogel. And the pit room guys and, like, all these guys. Like, I was like, oh, it's Wayne Mueller. And I remember being like, oh, my gosh, it's Wayne Mueller. And, like, I, like, walk up to him, and he's just, like, standing there just, like, totally jacked, you know, cutting beef ribs in such good shape. And
that's hilarious.
And they were unbelievable. And I was like, man, this is amazing. This is so good. I talked to Justin for a while. He talked about barbecue. I'll show you this. So I've got these pictures from Robert Jacob Lerma. So like, there's Wayne right there.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's rad. That's awesome.
So yeah, all the pictures are old. I got Tootsie back there and Evans back there. He laughs every time he comes in and sees his picture.
That's
but
so cool.
I was talking to Daniel and just kind of talking about barbecue. I was like, I was still kind of getting into it. Still, I'd run my truck and I just hadn't quite made the decision to leave yet. And Wayne tells me this. He goes, only way you do it is if you love it. Because if you don't love it, it'll eat you up and kill you. And I was like, good to know.
That's great advice.
I do love it. So that's a good word, man. He was like, look, you got to take it seriously. Like, mm-hmm. If you love it, if you're passionate about it, you can do it. If you don't love it and you're not passionate about it, you're trying to run a business, you'll hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, that's great. And so we've made a bunch of decisions because we love it, not because we're trying to like make the right business decision every day. We're trying to make the best customer decision every day.
That's great advice.
Which turns out to be the best business decision. So
yeah.
Oh. Yeah, just make people happy.
That's awesome. So, well, thank you, Jordan. All right, yep. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Good lighting and say bye. All right, man. See ya. I'll be blue. Sponsored by the open sign. All right.
I take it.
All right. See you, Kevin.